first off, I want to say compliment the season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from We Are Clarity. We want to wish you a wonderful festive period. I hope you are enjoying this wonderful moment with your family and your friends and well wishes. Alright, so I know this year has been a wonderful year for everybody. It has been a good year. We have all achieved for two things, and as a good achiever that we are, I think it is quite necessary that we take a review of the year and see how the year has went, what was the ups and downs, the lows, the achievement, the goals that we set. Were we able to meet up? It's up to us to reflect on how this year has gone for us, and it helps us to plan better for the coming year. So it's very, very important that we all do a review, and that is why Clarity decided to review the year 2023. Okay, so I'm gonna do a personal review, and I'm also gonna do a general review just to give a clear insight of how everything has gone for us in the world and Nigeria. So it makes it put a kind of balance. We're able to see practically the difference in people's in people generally, and at the same time in how other people here has gone. So okay, 2023 was a year full of promise. A lot of people were expecting a lot, because a lot of people have said this is a great year. Your vision, a lot of countries that and projects that were pioneered based on a vision to be accomplished in the year 2023. But you know, coming into 2023, based on the previous years, a lot of things have happened, and it affected how the economy of those countries are currently. Because if you look at prior year in 2022, a lot of things were not really good. Just coming back from the pro-vaccination year of the COVID-19, and we also come, pre-vaccination year. Post-vaccination year, English. Post-vaccination year of 2019, 2020, 2021, and for COVID-19, and it affected a lot of countries economically, and just trying to get themselves stable. So a lot of countries still struggled from the economical effects of that pandemic. And we also had a war that blew in from 2022, and that's right, we had the Russian-Ukraine war. Now it's something that most people will not be about, and it affected the economy in Europe as well. The price of gasoline skyrocketed because of cutoff. A lot of countries cut off Russia from the market because of what I believe they done to Ukraine. So 2020 was a year full of expectations, but at the same time, cut short because of the previous events that happened in the year 2022. So it was a little bit of a struggle for a lot of people, and people found it very hard to find their feet this year. It was a little bit of struggle and toggle. But for me, how has 2023 been? Huge year, huge time. I'd say 2023 is a great year, but the most particular thing for me in 2023 was that it was a lot of academic work, because this year we've done 3 semesters. Normally in the University of Berlin you would have done 2 semesters in a year, but for the very first time we are doing a 3 semester. And it's actually quite funny, because when you look at it you think it's not possible at University of Baden will be having that kind of congested year. But because of like I said earlier, actions that had happened in the previous years, it has affected how this year events were structured. So it's also the same thing applied to the USA, but it affected how they structure the academic calendar. And I ended up having a very, very busy year academically because it was back-to-back reading, studying. It was the penultimate year, and now I'm in a final year, so you get a lot of activities. In fact, I could not go home after the last session break because I had to do my IT, and I had to find a place around school because of the transport expenses. Now, I'm going to get there. Now, that's the Nigeria aspect that would affect in Nigeria. But the reason why I actually stayed back at school was because of the expenses, and I didn't want to, you know, go somewhere that is far so that I would not be having challenges about to get to my industrial training center. So I stayed back at school, got a place closer to school, and it was easy for me to move myself from my hostel to my IT place. So I'd say I really did not really spend much time at home, and I had to stay at school. So it was a big year. It was a big year. And prior to that, another thing that really caught my attention personally from was, you know, generally when we look at it, it was a year when Nigeria really woke up in their political awareness. And you know, I also participated in my first of election. That was big, really big for me, because generally the youth performance was actually high in this just concluded election in February this year, 2023. A lot of my friends registered, voted, and there was a lot of controversies as to who they wanted, because of course everybody has different opinions as to who to lead the nation. So it was a big year for us at youth. We participated, we fulfilled our civic rights, and you know, we voted in the election. It was, I would say, one of the most controversial elections we've had so far in Nigeria because of conflicting the crisis. And it was actually interesting to be a participant in the election, and it was actually an eye-opener for Nigerians. And in fact, the election affected how other elections went in my university. I'm telling you, in the University of Ibadan, the elections that we had for our at faculty levels and departmental levels started taking a new turn. A lot of all different drama. There was a faculty, if I'm correct, I think the faculty of Agri, probably department, people voted void for a particular person because they did not want him to win. Intentionally, I think the person was the only participant, the only candidate for that position, and all they had to do was vote void, and they just did vote void and make sure the person didn't get in. So people started, you know, what it showed, the effect that the election had on people was that people were enlightened and they understood the voting power they had, and they started using it in various sections that they find themselves, especially the youths. And it really reflected in University of Ibadan, because as soon as the election was done, we were back in school, and we had a lot of elections for the new people because we were going to a new session. So we had to vote in new ESCOs. So we had a lot of department conducted elections, and as so as a lot of faculty. So we saw that there. We saw the usage of voting power by the University of Ibadan students. They really displayed that, and it was amazing because it's good to know that people know that they have that power to vote in whoever they want and to vote out who they don't. I mean, at least it's something that this generation can take and boast of in Nigeria. All right, so having said that, another thing that really caught my attention this year was the Japa syndrome. Now, a lot of people really plan to leave, and I'm telling you, a lot of people left the country this year. There a lot of migration, and if you look at the result, there was a statistics released by the British, the Britain, the United Kingdom, as to how Nigeria as one of the highest people that immigrated to their country, and also they were the third country that also brought along relatives, with India ahead of us. I think India, I can't remember the other country, India ahead of us in that regard. So Nigerians actually migrated mostly to the UK and other European countries, UK and the US. So we had a lot of migrants this year. I don't think because of the hardship. Yeah, that now brings me to the fact that this country was actually hard this year. Nigeria as a country was hard, and it was really, really hard because, like I said earlier, based on the results of things that had happened in the previous years, it affected a lot of countries, and Nigeria being one of them. We had fuel scarcity this year. We've had cash scarcity. Remember, it was the beginning of this year, there was a plan to change the currency, and you know, it caused a lot of uproar, and cash were unavailable, and people thought when the next person comes in is going to make the things a little bit easier. Yes, the next president came in and then declared the old currency valid with the new currency till December. But now we are in December, we're going 2024, and this is when we even have more cash scarcity. So yeah, the countries are, the economy is not really that balanced, and everybody's trying to stay on their feet. In fact, according to a report by SBM Intelligence, about 36.96% of Nigerians' business had to lay off their staffs, or it affected how the business ran, and a lot of people felt the effect. And like I said, one of the things that also shook the country was the removal of the first subsidy. The removal of the first subsidy has been implemented in a law from the past administration, and then this current administration also held that firm that they were no longer going to be paying for to be subsidized for Nigerians because of the paucity of funds to run the government. So the subsidy removal increased the price of fuel, which also led to the inflation of food price. Oh my god, the price of food, like in school, I actually have like a diet that I don't eat some particular food because of the inflation, and it's crazy because you can't feed yourself with the money you have and you have to manage. So it was really, really crazy this year, but we thank God, you know, we were able to pull through. We are here. This is the 31st of December, and it's really, really, really amazing to be here. It's really, really interesting one. And people, like I said, one of the things that this led to was that a lot of people jumped onto tech. We had a lot of people who migrated to the tech industry, tech pros and techies, and it was a really, 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 really big one for people. And you know, the techites, they Nigerians are now involved in tech, and in the next few years we'll be having a lot of influence in the tech world, where we have Nigerians having a say, because we have a lot of people that now understand. We have a lot of front-end developers, back-end developers, UIX designers. We've got a data analysis, cybersecurity. I mean, in my class, in my level, in university, I can count 6, 7, 6, more, up to 10 people involved in tech. They are involved in tech, and they can do the job well. Like, I even know someone that currently haven't won a job. It's amazing, really, what the achievers has pushed them to, and I think it's, to some extent, I'm actually happy that these people are going to tech and, you know, doing other things. I don't want to talk about But really, it's been a great year, and you know, this is the year where we have the fast growth of AI, artificial intelligence. We also have Max Zuckerberg, the owner of WhatsApp, creating a new social media app Thread. And you know, though it really trended for a little bit of the first week of the release, but later on it really died down. You know, but majorly the major spotlight for 2023 has really been AI, the artificial intelligence, and how people have been talking about AI. AI has been the thing that happened. You know, AI has been in existence before 2023, but it is great ground in 2023 for different things. You can use AI for so many things, and there is a threat to the human existence. And a lot of people are saying very soon artificial intelligence are going to be replacing people in the places of work, in classes, in classrooms. And we're trying to see a lot of countries have clamped down on the use of AI, even the US. Even AI was actually banned in Italy, not to be so that to protect their internal information. And that's to show you the power of AI, how strong AI is. And I'm telling you, AI is the real deal. It's the real deal. I know what I'm talking about. All right. Okay, just to wrap it all up, and you know, this year, like I said, it was a hard year, and a lot of people were trying to struggle. They were trying and they were struggling to go through. But for me, what got me through this year were some scriptural verses. I think most particularly Psalm 1 verse 3 was my scripture of the year. It was a big one for me. I had to put myself through Psalm 1, and it says, and I should be like a tree planted by the riverside, you know, that bringeth forth fruit in my season, and his leaves shall not, my leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever I do shall prosper. It got me through, a lot of things, and I was really grateful for the year. Another thing that got me through the year was Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. And it was amazing, but having these scriptures to back me up, to hold me, really helped me to navigate, because like I said, it was a lot of academics, it was stressful academically, because like I said, we had 3 semesters in a year. It's like, for you as students, it's like a big deal. That means you did 3 exams in a year. three examinations. It was really that crazy. But we thank God we are here, and we're still alive. So it was really, really amazing. Really, really amazing. Really, really amazing. That got me through. And for me, my song of the year is Promises. The song got me through a lot. I really, really enjoyed the song, and it was able to pull me through. To get me through the year, and I'm feeling like it's not it, something is wrong. I just talking to myself, and I play this song, and oh my God, I feel all again. And I really, really want to recommend the song. I think I recommend the song by Maverick City, featuring Joy. It's a beautiful song, and it got me through the year. Maverick City featuring Naomi Rain and Joy L, and it was an amazing song that got me through the year. I was able to move along the year. It was a really amazing year for me. So one thing I just want to advise you this year is that set your goals for next year now. That it's very important. Set your goals for next year now, and make sure you have a plan towards achieving them. Now, so when I say set your goals, I don't mean just set it in your head. I mean write it down. Write down your goals. Write down reasonable goals, and write out a reasonable plan as to achieving them. Because sometimes people set goals and you look at the goals and look at them and you think it's not even possible. I think that's one of the best thing you can do for yourself, is set reasonable and achievable goals with reasonable and achievable plans. You write them down, and now all these things doesn't matter if you do not take action. That is our motto in TIT. You have to do something about it. So once you've written it down, once the year starts, now all dependent on you on how your year would go, you take action. You take action. And that should be a mantra for 2024. Take action. Do it. Be disciplined. Do it. Just do it. So thank you for listening. This has been a wonderful ride with you guys. This is Clarity Podcast. I'm Fersam, and this is a review of 2023. How it's gone for me. I would like to hear how your 2023 has gone. All you just can do is also drop a comment, listen, and share the link. Thank you so much for being our number one fan, our listener, our audience. We love you guys. This is Clarity Podcast, and this is us saying Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye-bye.